If you've got some time and you like digging deep into how these people work, look at the Alec Baldwin case. But I want you to pay attention to what's going on. You know, sometimes there will be a story in the news that you might think is just not very important. Something that involves Taylor Swift or Britney Spears or Wendy Williams. And you say, oh, this is just another one of those Hollywood lunatics, right? But you're missing the point. You have to understand what Hollywood means. Hollywood is the feeder system for the shadow government. Hollywood, as Breitbart said so perfectly, entertainment is downstream of politics. Entertainment, Hollywood, the industry, has been basically used by every iteration of the police state, intel state, shadow government, deep state, ruling class, since the days of Clara Bow and Charlie Chaplin and Frank Capra. When it comes to working in concert with whatever iteration of government was extant at the time, Hollywood was there. So I'm going to throw some questions on and some observations. First, Alec Baldwin was the golden boy of the left. And there's something that he did which was the most important. Remember when he was selected to play Jack Ryan in the Tom Clancy series? That was heraldic. That was serious. Since the beginning of time, or recorded history, our recorded history, Hollywood has been the propaganda platform, psyops. I don't want to overuse that term, but I will. It's been basically it's been front and center in psychological operations and propaganda. Since, most notably, probably the greatest one ever, the movie Green Berets with John Wayne, David Janssen. I mean, it's axiomatic. We know this. Now, for some reason, Alec Baldwin had this plum role. And when he did this, a lot of folks said, wow, he has been anointed. You know how the ruling class basically anoints their in-crowd, the chosen? Cat Williams spoke about this. Oprah, Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey, in that particular area, I should say. And then you have people like Tom Cruise in his interesting. Now, we will get to that one later. He's a hybrid. That's another story. I meant to say Tom Hanks, and I might have said this in a Freudian slip. We'll talk about that one day, because that's really interesting. Notice how Travolta's out, but Cruise is in. We'll get to that later. Just remember I said this and put this over there. Tom Hanks, Spielberg, Barbara Streisand, George Clooney. Go down the list. Did I say Streisand? The Usual Suspects. These are the chosen operatives. And when you are chosen, when you are in their graces, you will enjoy wealth, unaccounted for wealth, immense fortune that you could have never even imagined or dreamed of or earned. But when you cross them, when you become either you age out, your operation ability is lacking, whether you just aren't there anymore for them, they drop you. And they send the word out, hands off. Hands off. You're the pariah. Let me ask you a question. Do you not think it odd? Do you not think it odd that throughout this horrible event that Alec Baldwin went through with this movie Rust, and I don't believe he criminally is negligent, civilly, oh yes, oh yeah, by virtue of the fact of how civil law works and the fact that he was a producer in effect and respondeat superior and all of the doctrines, yes. But when you take that And you also throw into the mix these other aspects. Let me throw this out. Number one, he pissed off somebody. He is not the golden boy. To be a part of a Tom Clancy CIA intel propaganda agitprop, whatever you want to call this, you're not there anymore. What happened with that? Number one. Number two, isn't it odd that Scorsese, Clint Eastwood, Spielberg, if they liked him, if he was one of theirs, they would have come forward and said, listen, we've done a lot of films before. And we put a lot of faith in our armorers. And we don't have time during scenes to remember lines and get into the character and understand the motivation to be checking guns. And not one person, not one supporter, anybody, no one in Hollywood has come to his favor. If this was Ron Howard, if this were Scorsese, if this were some during Goodfellas, you don't think they had guns during Goodfellas? What are you talking about? During a Dirty Harry movie? And they hate Clint Eastwood, ostensibly, because he's a conservative. They would have been all over the golden boy, not him. Next, and this can't be underemphasized or overemphasized, his wife appears to be, to this layperson, without any medical training in terms of being able to diagnose severe emotional or personality disengagement. But anybody who thinks that she is going to take on the character Hilaria and not speak English to make the cucumber, by the way, cucumber for Jadrule, which is the bastardized version of such, must be a Jadrule to think you're going to get away with this. This is the wife, always doing the yoga, always doing everything in her ostensible power to push this reality show when reality shows are dead. Every time they turn around, they got a new kid. Look, that's fine, that's his business, whatever. But don't you think for a moment that people were looking at this and saying, Alec, when is she going to stop speaking with an accent? You're looking like a nut. She's looking like a nut. What are you doing? When do you stop? When do you say, okay, you know what? I had a blow to the head and I lost my accent. Hey, I forgot. I don't have an accent. How do you get out of that? How do you get out? It's like being Rachel Dolezal. You're black, but you're not, and now you are. You don't change race like you change clothing, and you don't change the inability to speak non-accented English based upon this ridiculous provenance of how you were born and wherever the hell you were born. Where was that going? And she, rumors have it, had believed that somehow she was going to turn this into At Home with the Baldwins. Look, I'm doing yoga, I'm bending over, and I'm going to talk with my husband, Alejandro, óyeme. ¿Cómo anda, chico? ¿Qué te pega, chico? All of a sudden, she goes from Hilaria to, and I don't know where this was going to be. What agency, what film company, what network would have said, yeah, listen, we have a woman here who is obviously pretending to be, and wait until the Hispanic or Latino groups start marching and saying, you're using our accent? You're appropriating? Can you imagine that? So this never appeared or occurred to anybody. Maybe he was so tied up in other things, I don't know. Then you have this lunatic who just acts out. Rookie police officers, as part of their police training, are put through exercises where they are standing there with batons and shields, and they have retired or current veterans and other people come up and yell the most vile, racist, horrible invectives to train them not to react. How many times has Alec Baldwin been involved in some event where he loses his mind? Where he went after somebody. Remember one time there was a parking spot and then there was, I mean, get away from my family! And what they do is they say, hey, listen, Alec Baldwin is absolute prime. He loses his mind. All I know is crackhead Barney, who, by the way, is a white-face performer, where the social justice warriors and virtue signalers and racial police sentries are. I don't know. We'll talk about that later, perhaps. But he was now undone by crackhead Barney. And he was doing great until he just loses it. With, by the way, quite the fast left hook or jab or what have you. And also don't, I'm being prognosticator, I'm waxing pythonic, I'm auguring the future. Don't believe or don't be surprised if as we speak, Ilaria isn't saying, you know what, that dog don't hunt, we are out of here. So let's see what we've got. Let's divvy up the assets. Nice knowing you. Let me move on because this ain't going nowhere. He's my age. We are both in the 1958 club. I think a spry and great age. He and I and Madonna and Prince and we're all Michael Jackson. We're all the 1958 club. But I'm not an actor and I'm not a guy like this. And then once people start, I don't want to put you into the, it's so funny, I was watching the Fatty Arbuckle, an old Fatty Arbuckle documentary. And I'm not in any way suggesting that Alec is Fatty Arbuckle. But you know, those Baldwins, you know, after a while, then you get the collective funk and stench of that. You got the Bieber group over here. You got that China and the what's his name? And they're with the Jesus. And then you got Alec. And then, I mean, after a while, sometimes people stay. It takes very little momentum to have industries and people say, you know what, we've just had enough of you. Novel, 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 that's enough. It's like one day, remember one thing, and Alec might remember this. Disco just died, and it didn't die with that Chicago Cubs game or whatever. That's not it. It just one day stopped. Bell bottoms just stopped. Certain behaviors, certain fads, certain trends, certain people, all of a sudden just, that's it. Franchises. He was the darling of the left. They used him to go after Trump. He did some of the worst. Remember when he did those horrible attempts at either podcasting? I think he did something on MSNBC. I think his first guest was, wasn't it Bill de Blasio or Deborah Winger? I mean, he is immersed in self-delusion. And I think, and I'm not an expert in this, but I think there's something very wrong with him. I think there's something very wrong with somebody who is not able to say or is not able to recognize that I have got to stop doing this. I've got all of these lawsuits pending. And let me tell you something. The dollar sign, that little red dot, that Target dollar sign, just got brighter and more indelible. Because he now has even worse jury appeal to some civil jury, wherever. When they say this boorish lout, this loudmouth bully, uses that same degree of sensibility when it comes to his own private life and applied it and transferred it into absolute negligence, which caused the untimely demise and death of our client. You don't think that matters? Let me tell you something. He is done. And like I said, and I don't like to see this. He's got, what, about 30 kids now? I have no idea. Don't be surprised. And maybe this goes back to, remember the famous the conversation with his daughter? You little pig! I mean, listen, I don't want to get into parents and their daughters. You know how that is. But this guy has been branded lunatic forever. And his wife, who, let me say this, all of a sudden becomes like this because I have the scene where I'm going to make a cucumber. Excuse me. Hilaria? No, Hilaria. which is hilarious if you think about it. You speak, oh, yes, I'm speaking with nothing. To me, I sing everything. I'm from Miami, España. You know, you don't know, you don't know this one? Yes, absolutely. And I'm my husband, esposo, Alex, everything in my niñitos. I'm here to make everything okay. We're going to have a big reality show called The Welcome con the Baldwin. La familia Baldwin. I'm Hilaria Baldwin. This is Alex Baldwin in my family because I do the yoga. I do the yoga every day. I can put my leg behind my ear and everything. Okay. Watch this and watch, forget the, not the travails, but watch what the shadow government does when it's tired with one of its own. Thank you, dear friend. Please subscribe to the channel. Please like this. Please do all of those things you normally have to do. And more importantly, comment. Comment as you see fit.